All material used in this teaching is for spiritual training and educational purposes only. Some teachings may contain copyrighted material not specifically authorized by the copyright holder. No copyright infringement is intended. We suggest the purchase of copyrighted material for your spiritual edification. However, we do not promote sales of these teachings. We'd like to thank you for tuning in to our weekly program, For the Time Has Come, bringing you line upon line teachings into the holy word of Elohim God. We also like to thank BBS Radio for airing weekly For the Time Has Come program every Thursday from 11 o'clock a.m. until 11:55 a.m. And now, get ready for an uncompromising fresh word as the bride of Christ be made ready during these end times. Here's your host, Apostle Sheldon and Prophet Sharon.
We're so grateful that you're allowing us to come into your homes, and it's an honor because we are divinely connected.
Amen. You all are our family.
You're our family. And so we thank you for tuning in. And we hope and pray you stay tuned in. Listen, because what we're going to tell and share is very, very appropriate in this hour right now.
That's right. That's right. And we pray that you have been taking down notes each and every week.
Yes.
And if you have any questions, you can definitely email us or call us, and we'll give you that information at the end of the broadcast.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And we'll be listening to hear from you.
Amen.
Because we are needing your feedback. We want to know how you're enjoying the program. Let us know how you're enjoying For the Time Has Come.
And as always, we always ask you to tell a friend that the time has come for them to hear a message from the Lord.
Amen. Amen. That's important. To be prepared for his return.
Amen.
That's what's important. Don't get off track. Don't let anybody get you off track, focus. It's all about him. It's all about him. He's waking us up every day, keeping us in our right mind. There is so much to be grateful for.
That's right.
Amen. And so we're here for you. We just want you to know that we're here for you.
And it's all about him from Genesis to Revelation. It all started in the Middle East.
It started in the Middle East. He's our Middle Eastern Savior, the God of Israel. Abraham, Isaac and Jacob. Come on, so you know he's not from the United States of America. Mm-hmm. And the Bible says he's coming back to the Mount of Olives.
That's right.
He's not coming back to the United States. He's coming back to the Mount of Olives.
Oh, we want to be there when that happens.
Yes.
We praise his will.
That's where he's going to stamp his feet, on the Mount of Olives.
Thank you, Father.
He's not coming back in a three-piece suit. He's coming back as a Hebrew Jew. He left as a Hebrew Jew. And that's how he's coming back. And that's what's important. We are engaged into his salvation.
Mm.
We say yes to his salvation.
Thank you,
and
Father.
Because we said yes, it means that we must stay connected to the vine. And let's talk about the true vine. And where is it? Where is it listed that he is the true vine?
That's right. If Yeshua stepped into many of these churches today, how many churches would our holy Messiah have ought against in this hour? You see, sadly, many churches have uprooted themselves from the true vine, Israel.
That's right. That's right.
Yeshua is the true vine.
And because we have been engrafted into that vine.
Yes.
We're not the original root system of it, but we've been engrafted into that vine. It's not about your pastors, your church, and who's who in your church. It's not about who's the most popular pastor.
That's right. That's right.
It's not about that. It's all about one person who died for you, who gave up his life for you.
Mm.
You're that important. Yes, you are. You're just that important.
Each and every one of you. And in John 15, verse 1 through 4, please write this down. Please write this down. You can read it for yourself when you get the chance. But in John 15, verse 1 through 4, Yeshua says he is the true vine.
Yes.
And his Father is the vine dresser.
That's right.
And every branch in Yeshua that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, and we all.
We all
need pruning.
We all need pruning. We need our fruit check daily. Amen. Yes.
And verse 3, it goes on to say, and this is John 15, that you all are already clean because of the word that Yeshua has spoken. He says, abide in me and I in you. And as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you. Can any of us, unless we abide in him.
Amen.
What a wonderful thing.
You know, notice he says in that chapter, keep in mind now, we're talking about John 15, 1 through 4. Notice what Yeshua says. I am the true vine.
The true.
When he says I'm the true vine, it simply means there are false vines out there.
False vineyards.
Those who have uprooted themselves from the true vine. And he says, I am that true vine.
Thank you, Father.
So there's been a whole lot of false vines. They look nothing like the true vine, Israel. It's not about your denomination. It's not about racial barriers. He's coming back for one elect bride. He says, I'm coming back for one elect bride.
Without
spot
or wrinkle.
It's going to look like him. The bride's going to look like him.
Amen.
And so this is why we're teaching you more about who he is, the bridegroom who's coming after the bride. And that's you. You're the bride. Amen. That's a blessing.
Let's get ready to walk into that wedding feast. Amen.
Yes, yes, yes.
So we have a wonderful message that the Spirit of the Lord has given to us. And it's cultivating from Revelation chapter 2 and chapter 3.
That's right.
It's about the letters written to the seven churches.
There you go. That's it. Seven churches. That's indicative of the type of churches. When he says seven churches, it encompasses all of the churches then and now. It's Yeshua rebuking and bringing correction to the churches. He said, upon this rock I built my messianic community.
That's what he told Peter.
Or Ecclesia.
Yeah.
Upon this rock, because it's built by his spirit. He built his church upon himself.
Thank you, Father.
Amen. Amen. He built it on himself.
And we just can't wait to get into it.
And would it look like him? Yes.
Just remember that we are all connected to the God of Israel. He is the true vine.
The true vine.
And before we get into this message, we must go to our Holy Father in prayer. Remember, prayer changes things. Without question. Like I told my beautiful wife, each and every week.
He's so sweet.
We pray for each and every one of you. That's what we're called to do. We're called to pray for each and every one of you and your friends and family, whoever.
Yes.
That's what God wants us to do. We pray that all your prayers be answered. Keep him first. So bow your heads and clear your minds.
Clear your mind.
As we go to our Heavenly Father in prayer.
In the holy name of the God of Israel, and by the power of Yeshua, our holy Messiah of Nazareth, we pray this prayer today. By the dunamis power of the cross, by the power of his holy blood, and his resurrection, we pray by the leading of the Holy Spirit, acknowledging the prayer of our holy Messiah.
who prayed in John 17 before going to the cross. He prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane with great drops of blood. And again, he sheds his blood on the cross. Yeshua paid the bride price for our sins. Our Holy Savior left us the prayer that he prayed before he went to the cross, recorded in John 17:6, which was, "I have manifested or revealed your name." Some Bibles say revealed, some Bibles say manifested your name. "Unto the men who you have given me out of the world, they were yours. You gave them to me, and they have kept your word." We find in verse 11 of John 17, Yeshua prays, "Keep them through your name." And there's the word name again. Verse 6 and verse 11. It was the Father's one name that his beloved Son came to earth with. In this prayer, Yeshua says that we, meaning us, his disciples, then and now, may be one as he and the Father are one. Recorded in John 17, verse 11. And as we can see, our Holy Savior is declaring to the Father in his prayer, in verse 12 of the same passage, he prays, "While I was with them in the world, I kept them in your name." Take note, Yeshua has prayed that he kept his disciples then and now in his Father's name. In verse 6, 11, and verse 12. And in verse 26 of John 17, Yeshua continues to pray to the Father, "And I have declared to them your name, and will declare it, that the love with which you loved me may be in them." And we find this recorded four times, whereby he declares to the Father that he indeed left his Father's name with his disciples. What happened to that name? Oh, Holy Father, we plead your holy blood over all aspects of our lives and the lives of all those listening to this prayer, for your elect bride, your church, your disciples, as well as those family members who need to know and receive your holy prayer. It is the name you came to earth with, and that name means salvation. Oh, Holy Father, we thank you for your enduring love, your angelic protection, and for the fullness of your abundant blessings. Spirit of the living God of Israel, our Holy Father, and Yeshua, our Holy Savior, we thank you for allowing your Holy Spirit to descend upon us today and every day. Purify us, mold us, fill us with yourself. We banish all forces of evil today and every day, and pray that those listening will hear and receive this prayer. Keep us from the evil one. Yeshua, you've already prayed to the Father, and in your prayer, you shed your holy blood. You paid the bride price to keep us from the evil one, from satanic forces. We pray that you keep us healed, delivered, set free. We bow before you, Holy Father. Cleanse us. Forgive us for all our iniquities. Help us to forgive ourselves. And we ask, O Holy One of Israel, create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Help us, Holy Father, to walk in your path of righteousness for your beloved Son's name's sake.
Righteous Father, send forth the gifts of your Holy Spirit to baptize us with the dunamis power of your Holy Spirit. Just as you baptized your disciples on the day of Pentecost, O Holy Father, our words alone cannot thank you enough for strengthening our inner spirit with the power of your Holy Spirit, so that Yeshua, our Holy Messiah, may dwell in our hearts. O Holy Father, through your holy love, may we be able to comprehend, to come in agreement, in unity, with our brothers and sisters by the breadth, length, height, and depth of our Holy Messiah's sacrificial redeeming love, which surpasses all understanding. Holy, holy, holy Father, Almighty King of Israel, Yeshua HaMashiach, our King of Kings, you who made everything and who transformed everything by your holy word, renew us, refresh us, restore us. Holy Father, thank you for gracing us for centuries and receiving us in ignorance. Today, we have a better understanding. Thank you, Father, for your Holy Son's prayer, revealing to us that he left us your name. The only name he came to earth with, your name, is the name he gave us before he shed his holy blood. It's a new day. Thank you for gracing us. In Revelation 1:11 on the Greek island of Patmos, Yeshua instructed Apostle John to write on the scroll what you see and send it to the seven churches: to Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamum, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. Our title for today is, I Know Your Works, I Have a Few Things Against You. Let's take a look at the seven churches mentioned in Revelation judged by Yeshua. The first church judged was the church of Ephesus. The church of Ephesus, this was a church that had abandoned its love for Christ and his teachings. We find in Revelation 2 verses 1 through 5, I know your works, your labor, your patience, and that you cannot bear those who are evil, and you have tested those who say they are apostles and are not, and have found them liars. And you have persevered and have patience, and have labored for my name's sake, and have not become weary. Nevertheless, I have this against you, that you have left your first love. Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen, repent and do the first works, or else I will come to you quickly and remove your lampstand from its place, unless you repent. Revelation 2, verses 6 through 7. But this you have, that you hate the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give to eat from the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. The second church judge was the church of Smyrna.
Let's look at Revelation 2, 8 through 9. And to the angel of the church in Smyrna write, these things says the first and the last, who was dead and came to life. I know your works, tribulation and poverty, but you are rich. And I know the blasphemy of those who say they are Jews and are not, but are a synagogue of Satan. Let's look at Revelation 2:10 through 11. do not fear any of those things which you are about to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison, that you may be tested, and you will have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. He who overcomes shall not be hurt by the second death.
The third church judged was the church of Pergamum. Let's read Revelation 2, verses 12 through 13. And to the angel of the church in Pergamos write, "These things says he who has the sharp two-edged sword, I know your works and where you dwell, where Satan's throne is, and you hold fast to my name and did not deny my faith, even in the days in which Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was killed among you, where Satan dwells." Let's read Revelation 2, verses 14 through 15. "But I have a few things against you, because you have there those who hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to put a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed to idols, and to commit sexual immorality. Thus, you also have those who hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which thing I hate." Revelation 2, verses 16 through 17. "Repent, or else I will come to you quickly, and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give some of the hidden manna to eat, and I will give him a white stone, and on the stone a new name written, which no one knows except him who receives it." The fourth church judge was the church of Thyatira. The church of Thyatira was the church that followed false prophets. In Revelation 2, verses 18 through 19, it is written, "And to the angel of the church in Thyatira write, These things says the Son of God, who has eyes like a flame of fire, and his feet like fine brass. I know your works, love, service, faith, and your patience. And as for your works, the last are more than the first." Revelation 2, verses 20 through 21. "Nevertheless, I have a few things against you, because you allow that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants to commit sexual immorality and eat things sacrificed to idols. And I gave her time to repent of her sexual immorality, and she did not repent." Revelation 2, verses 22 through 23. "Indeed, I will cast her into a sickbed, and those who commit adultery with her into great tribulation, unless they repent of their deeds. I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am he who searches the minds and hearts, and I will give to each one of you according to your works." The church of Thyatira was led astray by a false prophet. Christians today fall prey to cult leaders, occult practices, and other false teachings. To share in Christ's victory, we are to avoid these so-called deep secrets of Satan and hold firm to Christ's teachings. The church of Thyatira was a church that appeared to tolerate sin and wrongful teachings that led some believers astray. Apostle John warned the believers in Thyatira that tolerating false teaching was wrong. Jezebel called herself a prophetess by allowing her to do as she liked and to teach such ungodly things such as sexual immorality as being okay.
Let's revisit the church of Sardis, and that's found in Revelation 3, 1 through 6. "And to the angel of the church in Sardis write, These things says he who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know your works, that you have a name, that you are alive, but you are dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. For I have not found your works perfect before God. Remember, therefore, how you have received and heard. Hold fast and repent. Therefore, if you will not watch, I will come upon you as a thief, and you will not know what hour I will come upon you. You have a few names, even in Sardis, who have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He who overcomes shall be clothed in white garments, and I will not blot out his name from the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Yeshua judges the church of Sardis for maintaining an outward appearance of being alive while being spiritually dead. We find this in Revelation 3 and 1. Yeshua warns the congregation to wake up and repent, or else he will come like a thief to bestow his judgment. Those in the church of Sardis who humbled to heed the warning of Christ Yeshua will be dressed in white, which is a symbol of purity and victory, and will be acknowledged in the heavens book of life. How can we see this today? If we go through the motions of practicing our faith more so than feeding our flesh, we can avoid becoming the living who are dead. We must engage more in our faith through the Bible, through prayer, through supplication, through fellowship. That is what our Holy Savior expects of us.
The Church of Philadelphia is the church that patiently endured despite weaknesses. Philadelphia was praised by Yeshua for remaining faithful in the face of trials despite their limited strength. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia, write, "These things says he who is holy, he who is true, he who has the key of David, he who opens and no one shuts, and shuts and no one opens. I know your works. See, I have set before you an open door, and no one can shut it. For you have a little strength, have kept my word, and have not denied my name." Yeshua does not reproach the Church of Philadelphia, but he condemns its persecutors. We find in Revelation 3, verses 9 through 10, "Indeed, I will make those of the synagogue of Satan, who say they are Jews and are not, but lie. Indeed, I will make them come and worship before your feet, and to know that I have loved you, because you have kept my command to persevere. I also will keep you from the hour of trial, which shall come upon the whole world to test those who dwell on the earth." Yeshua promises that if Philadelphia's congregants remain faithful to him, he will protect them from the hour of trial and make them pillars in his heavenly temple. What can we learn from this? The Church of Philadelphia shows us that the blessings come when we maintain our faith despite life's tribulations. In fact, those who persevere despite weaknesses will stand strong as pillars in heaven. The Church of Laodicea was the church with a lukewarm faith, as recorded in Revelation 3, verses 14 through 22. Laodicea was a prosperous industrial and commercial center. Yeshua's letter to the Church of Laodicea was denouncing the congregation for its lukewarm faith, threatening to spit the congregation out of his mouth. This passage of scripture is found in Revelation 3, verse 16. Yeshua judges this church for allowing their economic prosperity to lead them to spiritual bankruptcy. Despite the economic wealth of this church,
Only Yeshua could provide them with spiritual wealth. For those within the congregation who received the warning for the church of Laodicea, they would share in his heavenly banquet and have the right to sit with him on his throne. It's easy to become complacent in our faith during times of abundance. Christ warns us in this warning to the seventh church, which was the lukewarm church, that he will spit out lukewarm disciples, leaders, pastors, and those of the congregation. We are encouraged to keep seeking his face even after his hand has bestowed riches in our lives. For our riches must be behind us and our faith in front of us.
The letters to the seven churches describe actual conditions in each church at the end of the first century AD. However, the letters are also prophecy, then and now, pointing to the future. Unfortunately, five of the seven churches did not repent. From every church in Revelation that we have studied, there is a lesson to be learned. Not to lose our first love, the fear of the suffering of Christ, compromising doctrines, compromising the morals, the laws, the word of Elohim, and becoming lukewarm. There are churches today like these churches in Revelation. So let us humble ourselves, stay focused, and exercise daily, pleasing our Holy Savior.
Each of us within the body of Christ should heed the messages given to the seven churches. Let the judgment of the seven churches be a forewarning to us. Let us all stay focused to hear what the precious Holy Spirit is saying, that we as believers will abide by the leading of the Holy Spirit. Yeshua prayed as recorded in John 17 before he went to the cross, the stake, that we all be made one as he and the Father are one. Help us fulfill the call of Matthew 28 verses 19 through 20, which reads, "Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Amen.
We hope you gained an understanding of that teaching. Again, if you have any questions regarding any of the teachings that we present to you through our radio program, please write us. Let us know that you have some questions.
Yeah, write us or email us or call us. We'll give you that information momentarily. Amen. Because we do want you to gain an understanding, a clear understanding of what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. It's, again, we said it at the onset of the program. Yes. From Genesis to Revelation is all about Yeshua.
Amen.
And the book of Revelation contains the prophecies of the last days.
Amen.
Before the new heaven and the new earth go into eternity.
That's true.
We all should be living for Elohim.
Yeah.
The book of Revelation's seven letters to seven churches was for Asia Minor.
Yeah, Asia Minor. The revelation came from Yeshua to John.
That's right.
And we have to take heed to what was already written, what was already given, to take note, not to repeat what Yeshua had to correct the churches on. It was a time for them to repent.
Mm.
And we're in a time now
where
the Spirit of the Lord is saying to repent, obey, turn from whatever is wicked, to hear from him. And break off of the bond, break the chain of traditions,
yes.
Traditions of men. Seek him more. Because when he returns, we're to look more like his bride. We're to look more like him. The foolish were not recognized, and we talked to you all about that. And the reason they were not recognized is because they were not keeping his law, his Torah. How and why do we say that? It's written in Proverbs 6:23. And this is why we can determine that, because the lamp they had is the commandment. And the light, and the law is light that lights the commandment.
That's Amen. Right. Reproofs of instruction.
Amen.
Are the way of life.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. So it's very important to gain an understanding, and all are getting, get an understanding.
That's what His word says. Yes. Yes.
Get an understanding. And we just, we want to continue to bring to, and if you have something that you want to address with us.
Oh, yes.
On some of the teachings, let us know. Say, you know, we'd like to see a teaching on this or that. That would be great. And we'll try to do our best to get your teaching on that. Amen.
Amen. Amen. As we already have discovered that the book of Revelations, said the seven letters was for the seven churches in Asia Minor. And each letter was proclaimed by Yeshua and recorded by Apostle John.
That's right.
It declares the triumphs and the failings of the recipient churches and warns each congregation, just like my baby said.
Yes.
It warns each congregation to repent.
It was a repentance. They were called to humble themselves, to turn from whatever they were doing that wasn't right. It had been grieving our Holy Savior. And this is why he told John, write to the seven churches and tell them I have this all against them. So we don't want to grieve our Holy Savior in our own routines, in our own little circles and synagogues and assemblies. We don't want to grieve him like that. And we want to try to see what he is saying in this hour and why he said it. Amen.
We have to stay alert and be aware. We have to continue to study to show ourselves approved.
Yes. And practice, let us practice the mannerisms and practices of our Holy Savior.
That's right.
While we still have a chance, we're all being graced. All being graced. Amen.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
He's so beautiful. We hope you will continue to join us each week.
That's right.
Stay tuned for the time has come. You know, go tell a friend, hey, time has come. It's coming on. For the time has come. And they got a lot of scriptures, and we're going to write them down. That's going to help you continue to grow, and it's helping us to grow.
Amen.
Because it's stretching us to bring you this word every week. You are very, very important to the kingdom.
Amen.
You're very important to the kingdom. And it's important to know who you are in Him.
That's right. Continue to study.
Yes.
And we'll see you next time.
And we'll see you next time. To listen, we always say hug yourself. That's us hugging you.
We love you. Elohim loves you more. God bless you.
God bless you.
And now we bring to you an important message
concerning our 30 precious orphans who we have spiritually adopted and embraced since 2019. Our appointed pastor for our international missions ministry is Pastor Orlin Ontiri in Kisii, Kenya. Pastor Orlin has been training, teaching, and educating our 30 orphans for a transformed lifestyle.
We, as the family and the kids, we always get contaminated because we are using that water. So we request you, as the family and the ministry from there, to help us for us to get clean water. Shalom.
Shalom.
They are in great need right now. He needs our help with the orphans.
We are asking that you please help us build a well over in Kisii, Kenya for clean water.
Yes, Matthew 25:40 declares, "And the king will answer and say to them, Assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me." They are in great need of financial help. Our mission is to eradicate the adverse impoverished situations that they are incurring with contaminated water and lack of nutrition. Welcome Holy Spirit International Ministry is an outreach called to reach the lost, the needy, as well as preparing the bride of Christ locally, nationally, and internationally. We cannot do this without your financial support. For this cause, we have prepared a special place on our website for our 30 orphans in Kisii, Kenya. To give, please look for the donate button on our website. Welcome Holy Spirit International Ministry is bringing our radio program worldwide. For the time has come. We are honored to broadcast our program in over 37 countries and over 185 stations. We are bringing to you weekly an uncompromising gospel, line upon line, bringing the holy word of Elohim God to the nations as we prepare the elect bride of Christ for his return. For the time has come is now. Join hands with us on this journey. Taste and see how lives will be changed, how lives will be protected.
Through the holy word of Elohim God.
Without question, there has been a number of calamities all over the world, beginning with sorrows. As it has been written in Matthew 24:7-8, "For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of sorrows, which we are witnessing all over the world, as well as many untimely deaths."
A 10-year-old boy accused of killing his mother over a virtual reality headset. Now, this family wants to set the record straight.
I think the biggest misconception is that it was over a VR Oculus headset.
This Milwaukee family suddenly thrust into the national spotlight.
Some days are better than others.
We're not naming the boy per a court order. Last month, prosecutors charged the fourth grader as an adult with intentional homicide for the deadly shooting of his mother, Kiana Mann.
He calls daily, and we have talks. He's not expressed any remorse to me.
For the first time, Mann's sister and mother speaking exclusively with 12 News.
Everybody loved her.
Did you ever think your grandson, your nephew, would be capable of something like this?
But I know he was capable of something, but not this harsh.
At the time of the tragedy, they say he was in treatment for behavioral issues.
It was recommended by his treatment providers that cell phones, electronic devices be limited because of the violent games that he was playing. So she was literally following his treatment plan when she decided to take his electronic devices. And that is what upset him.
Now, the boy remains locked up in the juvenile detention center awaiting his next court appearance, and it's exactly where his aunt and grandmother say he belongs.
We just don't know, like, what his mental state is and what he's capable of.
We have to sleep at night, and he's a roamer. He likes to roam at night. So I don't know. I'd be a little scared.
In Milwaukee, Hillary Mintz, WISN 12 News.
Let us take heed to Proverbs 22:6, which reads, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it."
The San Mateo County Sheriff's Office says at least 7 people have been killed. We have new video tonight of this man who law enforcement sources say drove himself to a sheriff's substation and surrendered.
A suspect is dead after an active shooter situation at an Evansville Walmart. This happened just before 11 last night. Now, police tell us they entered the building immediately when they arrived and the suspect opened fire on them. Multiple officers shot back, killing that suspect.
She was only 7 years old last night, but Ava Phillips was killed after being shot in the head at an East Atlanta apartment.
New this morning, a search is underway for a man police say was caught on video slashing a woman in Midtown. It happened yesterday morning near 7th Avenue and West 42nd Street. The suspect can be seen approaching a 59-year-old woman from behind as she pulled a cart. You could see there, that's when investigators say he cut her right hand with a box cutter.
Home surveillance video shows the moment a driver chased after a woman following a fender bender on Salem Avenue in Elizabeth. We're freezing the video before the car hit the victim.
Ran over her again, 3 times.
Isaac asked us not to use his last name. His home camera captured the road rage attack around 8:30 Tuesday morning.
How can you do a thing like this? It was a fender bender, that's all.
We are given the reassurance in John 14, verse 1, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. We are not to let our hearts be troubled. Let us stay reminded that tomorrow is not promised to any of us.
Please take the opportunity to sow an offering for His word, for His business. We are in trying times, and it's not getting any better. The word of Elohim has already been written. The Holy Spirit showed me this years ago. I was shown great chaos and untimely death, where many will die not prepared, not ready, not knowing His word, not delivered. Some of you have seen this footage. There are so many unforeseen things happening all over the world. Evil is lurking everywhere, and it will not get any better. We have grieved a holy Father God. They have taken Bibles out of the schools.
Tonight, that terrifying shooting caught on camera in the Bronx. 2 children escaping tragedy by a matter of inches. You can see the 10-year-old little girl shielding her 5-year-old brother as the suspect sprays bullets, striking his 24-year-old target in the back and both legs. Police say the victim, who has an extensive criminal history, may have tried to use the kids as cover. The children miraculously managing to avoid the gunfire. Authorities now on the hunt for the perpetrator, who took off on a scooter driven by an accomplice.
And police say those kids had no connection to the victim or the suspect. They were likely just caught up in a case of gang violence.
The world has dismissed a holy father. Our hearts go out to all the families who are losing loved ones all over the world. Tragedies happening everywhere for various reasons. There is no peace upon the earth, nor will there be any peace upon the earth. Beginning of sorrows. We must understand and know the times we're living in today. Let us not take our lives for granted. Let us show God's holy love one to the other and pray one for the other. We're asking that you give so that we can continue to give His holy word to a dying nation.
We pray you help us help those who have an ear to hear what the Spirit of Elohim God is saying in this hour.
You are very, very important to the kingdom.
Amen.
You're very important to the kingdom. And it's important to know who you are in Him.
That's right. Yes. Continue to study.
Yes.
And we'll see you next time.
And we'll see you next time. But listen, we always say hug yourself. That's us hugging you.
We love you. Elohim loves you more. God bless you.
To give, please visit our website, www.WelcomeHolySpiritIntlMinistry.org. That's www.WelcomeHolySpiritIntlMinistry.org. Please use one of the links on our website to give your generous donation. For our ministry line, dial 404-947-7712. That's 404-947-7712. Tune in every Thursday from 11 o'clock a.m. until 11:55 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on bbsradio.com/4 The Time Has Come. That's bbsradio.com /4 the time has come.